I've been listening to the latest diatribe from Kate Sparkle, in which she viciously attacks the public servants who are charged with the guardianship of the Victoria and Albert Museum. And I'm just making this audio plea to Kate Sparkle to reconsider the situation, because I think that that not enough has been heard from the point of view of the Victoria and Albert Museum on why they have put up notices preventing the public from taking photographs and especially from sketching within the Victoria and Albert Museum. Now, the case against sketching is as follows, and it comes in three or four parts. So number one is that sketching is absolutely in contravention of good health and safety practice. It is entirely inconceivable that somebody who is whose attention has been arrested by an object within the Victoria and Albert Museum, to the extent that they feel impelled or compelled to sketch it, it is absolutely certain that that person is not looking out for their own safety. That person is absolutely oblivious to the dangers that exist around them. And if, for example, a chandelier should become detached from the ceiling of the Victoria and Albert Museum and should tumble earthwards, it is entirely likely that the sketcher will be oblivious to that risk to their safety. And health and safety is properly regarded as a partnership between the institution and the individual. And individuals are expected and can rightly be expected to play an active role in looking after their own health and safety within that institution. And sketchers are abrogating responsibility to the institution. And that is the first reason why I think it's really beyond acceptance that some member of the public would be allowed to sketch in front of a work of art. Now, the second point concerns the dangers to other people that sketching brings about. As you well know, sketchers carry with them a dangerous object with a point on it. And it's entirely possible that a very young child would be passing a sketcher at the same moment as a friend of the sketcher taps the sketcher on the shoulder and says, you know, can you tell me, Joe, where is the toilet? And with that, the sketcher turns around and pokes the pencil in the eye of a passing child. Now, if I was the parent of that passing child, you can be absolutely sure that I would be taking a huge legal action against the Victoria and Albert. And you can be certain that best practice of insurance companies is to advise the Victoria and Albert that under no circumstance should they permit sketching to be done. Because, so, you know, and the Victoria and Albert insurance premiums would receive a hike if that were to take place. So that's the second reason. Now, the third reason, as Kate Sparkle really should expect, that as a flagship institution in Britain, a major exemplary body, the Victoria and Albert is a trendsetter. And it is very important that the Victoria and Albert get proper recognition for having ISO 2024. And every other public institution will be watching the extent to which the Victoria and Albert win this quality mark. And you can be absolutely certain, Kate Sparkle, that all of the notices that are put up within the Victoria and Albert Museum are put up there to help it to win the award. So if the Victoria and Albert Museum were to take Kate Sparkle's advice and reconsider, an exemplary British institution would tumble into the second-class category. And finally, the very last one, I would say, is that it is absolutely the case that the Victoria and Albert has a duty of care to the public. And one way of exercising its duty of care is to put up notices and test the extent to which they are complied with. If, for example, the public does not comply with this no photography, no sketching notice, it is entirely likely that the public will not comply with notices that say this way to the lavatories. And we know what that might lead to. There could be sheer anarchy. Similarly, the public might enter through the exit and exit through the entrance. So I think it's excellent practice by the Victoria and Albert to put up these type of signs and measure and observe the extent to which they are complied with. It's a very good way of sampling the extent to which their messaging is getting across to the public. So without any more ado, I call on you, Kate Sparkle, to reconsider. And I would like to publicly commend the authorities, the civil servants in the Victoria and Albert Museum, for putting up such clear, definitive notices, especially those that ban all sketching. And I do also, by the way, expect there to be another sign up next month which says no writing of poetry in front of works of art. That certainly would also reduce the risk to public safety, reduce the costs of insurance, and ensure that the management at the Victoria and Albert Museum were absolutely likely to remain the trend-setting body that it has always been. For such a magnificent institution in British society, it's very, very important that we respect their custom and practice and their modern behaviour. Thank you very, very much.